South Korea to begin virtual asset taxation. In January 2027, South Korea will begin taxing virtual asset gains in January 2027, according to a report from local outlet eDaily cited by Woo Blockchain on May 7, 2026. The move ends a long stretch of delays for a tax regime first scheduled to take effect in 2022. The framework imposes a 20% tax on annual crypto income above 2.5 million won, roughly $2,800 at current rates. Gains below the threshold are exempt. Investors will report holdings and disposals during the standard May income tax filing window, the same channel used for other capital income. Years of delays now set with a hard date. Seoul originally planned to start taxing crypto gains in January 2022. Lawmakers pushed it back to 2023, then 2025, then 2027 amid pressure from retail investors and uncertainty over how exchanges should report user data. Each postponement was framed as giving regulators and platforms time to build reporting infrastructure. The May 7th confirmation closes that window. The Ministry of Economy and Finance has signaled that no further deferrals are planned, and the Democratic Party, which had previously called for tighter tax rules on digital assets, has stopped lobbying for an earlier start date. For local exchanges, the deadline forces a build-out of cost-basis tracking that institutional brokerages have offered for stocks for decades. Upbit, Bithumb, Coinown, and Corbit will need to surface acquisition cost reporting for users, plus year-end statements that match the format used for taxable securities accounts. The 2.5M1 threshold and reporting mechanics. Under the published rules, the 2.5 million won deduction is annual and applies across all virtual asset gains combined, not per exchange. A user trading on multiple platforms must aggregate gains and losses themselves at filing time. Losses can offset gains within the same tax year but cannot be carried forward, a sharper treatment than what listed Korean equities receive. The 20% rate sits below the top marginal income bracket for high earners, which can exceed 45%. That gap was a deliberate design choice intended to keep capital from migrating offshore. It also creates a planning incentive. Large traders may prefer to realize gains in years where their other income is lower, since the crypto rate is fixed rather than progressive. Foreign exchange transactions are covered. So are gains denominated in stablecoins, NFTs that meet the legal definition of virtual assets, and DeFi yield, where the user has a clear taxable event. The ministry has not finalized how it will treat staking rewards earned, but not yet sold, an area where most jurisdictions still differ. Implications for card users and wallet spending. The tax framework treats every disposal of a virtual asset as a potentially taxable event. That includes spending crypto via a card, since converting BTC, ETH, or a stablecoin to KRW at the point of sale crystallizes a gain or loss against the original cost basis. For Koreans using stablecoin spending products, the math is friendlier. A USDC or USDT spend typically realizes minimal gain because the underlying asset's KRW value moves only with the $1 rate. Spending volatile assets like BTC through a self-custodial card becomes a record-keeping burden, with each transaction needing a cost-basis snapshot. Korean users have historically leaned on local one-pair trading because of the country's tight capital controls. The 2027 tax start will likely accelerate adoption of stablecoin-denominated spending and prompt local exchanges to roll out tax export tools that match what TurboTax-style services offer in the U.S. Regional context: South Korea joins a growing list of Asia-Pacific jurisdictions formalizing crypto tax. Japan has taxed crypto as miscellaneous income for years at progressive rates that can exceed 55%, a regime widely seen as harsher than Korea's flat 20%. Singapore does not tax individual crypto gains and has used that policy to attract trading desks and family offices. The Korean approach also diverges from India, where a flat 30% applies regardless of holding period and where loss offsets are not permitted at all. Within that landscape, Korea's framework reads as moderate, and the ministry has explicitly said the goal is revenue collection without driving activity to offshore venues.